You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That's right, we're cultured here too. We can keep up with the kids and their hot new records. Chappell Roan, who was, what, new artist of the year? Is that right? I think this song and album won a bunch of Emmys too.
Are you a Pink Pony boy?
I'm a Pink Pony Clydesdale. Or I'm a Pink Clydesdale. Can a pony be a Clydesdale? Do you have a pony Clydesdale? I guess a baby Clydesdale is a pony?
I don't think you can have a pony Clydesdale.
Probably not.
No.
No.
But, you know, you could be the Pink Clydesdale. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, up there dancing in your heels. That song's a jam. That's a good album.
Yeah, that song's super fun, and we played it because it's not the Pink Pony Club, but the Pick Ponies Club here on Primetime. We got the Preakness coming up tomorrow, and it's, as Suk mentioned last segment, it's a little bit of a letdown because you're not going to see a shot at a Triple Crown. Sovereignty, the horse who won the Kentucky Derby, not going to be participating in this one. And also just 9 horses in the field. So there's less to get cute with, but there's also more to potentially hit on. Journalism is back. Journalism was the...
That was the odds-on favorite,
that
right?
Was the favorite for the Derby.
Took second?
Took second behind Sovereignty, and Journalism is now an even bigger favorite in this race. Journalism is about even money right now. And so with that, we kind of saw... I mean, I think people saw about everything they needed to out of that horse. He ran a pretty good race. Sovereignty was just better. Now Sovereignty is not in this race. And the field in this one, probably not as good as the Derby. So stands to reason he should be the favorite. I've listened to and read through some handicaps of these horses. So I'm going to give you some notes on the field here. You can do with it what you like. But there are 5 horses that I have kind of honed in on. Journalism's one of them. You're not going to make a lot of money just betting Journalism to win and getting even back. So if you're trying to do one of the $1 to bet $1,700, just put Journalism down as your winner and start to fill in some of the rest. But the next horse that I like is this, the 8 horse, Clever Again, who's now down to like either 4 or 5 to 1 odds. His trainer, Steve Asmussen, is the winningest trainer in North America. He's the 2nd fastest horse in the field based on metrics, and won his last 2 races coming in. So people like him for all those reasons.
I like where you're going. So you put Journalism first.
Journalism first.
If you throw in a couple combinations for 2nd and 3rd, and if that it hits, there's your big payday?
Correct. So I will use this Clever Again in the 2, 3, and 4 spots because I think that he could finish any of those. And then there'll be multiple of those $1 combinations coming out.
I like where we're going with this, our Pink Pony picks.
That's right, the Pink Pony picks. So Journalism and Clever Again. Then we like River Thames, the 6 horse, or River Thames, but spelled like the river in London, plus 650. He's a Todd Pletcher horse. Todd Pletcher, one of the most renowned trainers in the game. Lost, or came in 2nd by a neck to Sovereignty in the only race that they faced each other. So this horse has the chops to keep up with that one. The one thing, though, that they skipped the Derby with this horse, and he hasn't been one that's been a real closer. So you like him in the mix, but maybe not to win the whole thing. He can go in a 2, 3, 4 spot. Then we have Goal Oriented. This is a fun horse. It's the one horse. Couple big things. It's a Bob Baffert horse. Everyone knows the legend of Bob Baffert. He's the most decorated trainer at Preakness.
Cheating bastard. Well, only at
Churchill Downs. Now, he was banned at Churchill. He was not banned at Preakness or at Pimlico. He's won the Preakness 8 times. That's more than any other trainer.
I don't know. I thought, like, when you got banned from the sport. You only get banned from individual tracks.
I think that they can. I think there is a governing body that can say you have to be away from racing, but I think this was more specific to something the horse just had in his system for that race, so that event banned him or banned them.
Okay.
But Baffert is training goal-oriented, who was about a 7-to-1 shot last I checked. The other interesting thing is that Baffert has jockey Flavian Pratt on the back of goal-oriented.
I mean, come on,
but
right?
Here's the stat you need. When Baffert links one of his horses up with Flavian Pratt, they win 26% of the time. That's a pretty good clip.
That is a pretty good clip.
And then additionally, what makes you a little worried about this horse, he has only raced against other horses twice.
Okay, so he's the definition of the rookie.
He's fast, he's trained by a pedigree trainer, but no one really knows if he has the chops.
Does he get nervous? he's like, what is happening here?
Yeah, well,
he's
also on the rail. He's number one, and they say that he is a speed horse who will like to try to get out to the lead rather than hang back and like stick with the pace. So he seems like one that could definitely jump out early and then maybe fade back into the 2, 3, or 4 spots. So we'll like him there. And then two more for you to round out the 3 and 4 spots. Heart of Honor, which is the only horse I have that is non-domestic. This horse from the UAE, where it's won twice in Dubai and 3 second-place finishes in Dubai. So
I like the foreign horse. I like where we're going with
done
this.
Done very well over there. Little nepotism going on, though. The jockey is the daughter of the trainer. So, I don't know. I'm not saying the experience isn't there.
Are lady jockeys, do they win?
I don't know.
Is there sexism in jockeys?
Is it weird and sexist that I didn't know that you could have lady jockeys?
You didn't know?
What are you, a jockey segregationist?
No, just didn't know. Cross my mind.
It would make sense that you would have, because
they're the lighter being.
The lighter being.
You
right?
would think, right? Yeah. I don't know why. Like, Seabiscuit? I don't know.
And then, so this horse, though, Heart of Honor, it would have qualified for the Derby. They elect to skip it, focus on this race. The one thing that you might need to worry about with Heart of Honor, although he's been a winner overseas, he lost to the horse that finished last place in the Kentucky Derby.
That's not so good.
So, let's see. Admiral Daytona finished last in the Derby. This horse couldn't beat that horse.
He's been hiding out overseas, running against a bunch of slobs. Now he's over here with the big boys, can't hang.
And then finally, Souk, for the final horse to include in our try and superfectas in the 3 and 4 spot, one that's going to be near and dear to your heart, this is Sandman. Mm. Sandman was actually hyped up quite a bit before the Kentucky Derby, and in listening to some podcasts, a lot of it was because there's now some influencer that is like somehow connected, and he was pumping up this horse. So this horse took way more money than any horse not named Journalism in the Derby.
Shadur Sanders of horses,
and it wasn't that great. Mm. But little worse field here at Pimlico, and Sandman is a really fast horse. But I've read that he struggles with traffic. So you know they're racing each other. That's the point of it. But he's not comfortable getting super close in a tight line to try to get to the front. He doesn't like the literal jockeying between the horses.
He's a coward's horse.
So he kind of like bends around to get to the front, and that might not work here.
Nah, he's a coward's horse. I don't like him.
But he was, in fact, inspired by Metallica. One of the owners is a huge Yankees fan and a huge Mariano Rivera fan. And because of Enter Sandman, the closing song, he said, I want a horse that's going to be a closer. So they named Sandman after Metallica.
Oh, all right. Well, that's kind of fun, even though it sounds like that horse sucks. But, you know, hey.
I'd say he was an underachiever. Good pedigree, haven't gotten the most out of it yet. So failed against expectations in the Kentucky Derby, but could maybe hang around for a little place action here.
There is the Ryan Buckley Pink Pony Picks.
And Ortner, you've been listening to Randy Moss and others this week. You got any thoughts on the Preakness?
I also threw in, let's see, I got to pull mine up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Got to get it to load again.
But I made a couple. Why are you listening to Randy Moss?
Okay, so this
shows how you're uncultured and you don't care about the ponies.
This is a fun little thing.
No, I don't.
NBC's top horse racing analyst is a bald white dude named Randy Moss. Older than the other Randy Moss. Right. He's actually had some really funny stories about people mistaking the two of them. Randy Moss, the football player, actually likes horse racing. They've had the opportunity to cross paths before.
I was like, why are you...
Yeah, no, we're not listening to the football
winners,
player,
bro.
Listening to Randy Moss.
But you know what? If old 84 had a pick for me, I'd probably take that too.
I can't remember if you talked about the 8 horse, but I threw the 8 horse.
Yeah, the 8 horse, clever again.
And I also threw the 1 as well.
Goal oriented. That's the Baffert horse. Yeah. So we're on the same page here.
The amount of time that you two mooks have spent trying to pour over something that you have no idea about.
Hey, one time I turned $1 into $1,700, and damn it, I'm prepared to try and do it again.
I don't like that you come in here trying to yuck our yum. We like gambling a little bit. For shame, sir.
I love that you're just like, let's listen to Randy Moss and get into the Preakness. Let's go.
He was on a show that I already listened to. I was excited. I like Randy Moss. I think you should try.
I love the degenerates that you two have become when it comes to gambling. I'm gonna sit this one out. So.
Well, thank you to Chapel Roan, and thank you for humoring us. That concludes our Pick Ponies Club. Coming up next, Joey Harrington, as we do every Friday, story time with Joey Harrington, brought to you by Mods PDX. That's coming up on the other side of the break. But first, Ortner has SportsCenter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going up. going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.